We are joined here in the media center with the Funny Car Provisional number one qualifier, Jack Beckman. His first qualifying pass of 3.922 seconds at 327.19 miles per hour stood strong for the day. Can you talk about today's conditions and how that played into your qualifying pass?
No.
Okay, great.
So it's unusual when we come out for Friday qualifying. This is the first time I can recall in recent memory that we've run this early on a Friday. So what happens is Q1 always just sets the run order for Q2, and Q2 is the one that's going to set the qualifying order. Well, we knew that probably wasn't going to be the case here. In fact, for the funny cars, our first session actually had slightly better track conditions than the second one. I think that's going to tip the other way for the dragsters simply because we're getting later in the day. So it was really unusual to see and expect that what you ran right off the trailer was as good as you were going to see on a Friday. And that's always nail-biting time for the crew chiefs, not for me as a driver. I mean, my job is just to get it down the track, but they've got to make an educated guess and recognize that if you squander it on the first one, you probably won't improve on the second session. I'm very happy with the amount of data research that Guido and Medlin and Neil Strasbaugh were able to do. And you know, it was interesting. Our car, we didn't have the cylinder heads bolted on. Everybody had already warmed up. And I walked up there jokingly and said, did we just decide to sit out Q1? And Guido said, I didn't realize we were running as early as we were. Then we went out there and we got the 3 points. I said, maybe we should leave the heads off an extra 20 minutes every time we run this thing.
Any other questions from the media?
Gives them time to cure.
Apparently. Who's going to argue with success?
With running so early today and tomorrow, we'll be running the same time tomorrow. How does that help with Sunday and the expectations to be
Wow, that's Sunday? A good question. So I think that night runs are for the fans. Night runs are not for the crew chiefs. Night runs are not for the drivers. Night runs are because they're just bitching to watch. They really are, frankly. But you don't necessarily learn a thing that's going to help you on race day. The benefit of running early on Friday here is it means that really all four of our qualifying runs will be representative conditions we'll see on Sunday. So what does that mean for Sunday? I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but it should mean that every crew chief has at least one run more or 25% more data than we would typically have going into race day. So, you know, maybe that makes it a tuner's race on Sunday. I'm just excited that we're not where we wanted to be here. We're out of the points championship. Realistically, our goal is to try to get into the top five. But there's still true trophies up for grabs. But I'm happy with the fact that nobody's dragging their heads over at, or dragging their chins over at Infinite Hero. You know, we do great things even without the car running. I mean, we literally, with the funding we raise, we change lives even when the car's in the pits. That being said, Don Schumacher spends a lot of money for us to come out here and be successful on the racetrack. And we've missed the mark too many times in the countdown to be a contender for the championship. But it's so gratifying to know that every time I drive into the racetrack on Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, that I have a car that's capable of running as good or better than everybody else, and we proved that today.
Awesome. Thank you. Best of luck.